This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of how the people on the DJV program, the weekday national program that features Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kushner, plus me, Doug Steffen, our view of the issues of the week, probably be pretty hard to get away from number one in our conversation. But let me go through the story list of people. This then we'll go back to glom on to all the things that are connected to number one. Number 10 on the countdown list this week, International Women's Day. We sort of celebrated that on the DJV program, don't you think, ladies? We had a lot of conversation about people, women. I think I brought up a couple. The woman who was the captain of the aircraft carrier, I forget what her name was, Baumgartner. I think that was a good example of how things have changed. Whether there's equality or not, I guess that still is the question. In my mind, there isn't, and it sort of upsets me, as you know, to talk about why it is that we focus on women getting these jobs or women of color. Yeah, it's just we're immature. I think that's what it points out.
You fly a lot. Do you? A friend of mine brought this up a while ago. When you're flying, do you ever hear the female captain at the beginning of the flight?
Yes. Not
occasionally,
often,
yeah.
But occasionally.
Yeah,
there are more and more
women. The reason
women
I ask
here
is because a friend of mine who's a flight attendant said that there, and I forget what airline she was working for. I don't even want to say because it could be slanderous. But anyway, she said that a lot of female captains have complained that they are not really allowed or they're not encouraged to do sort of announcements until the end of the flight. Because a lot of because of the bias,
gang women drivers,
right? Yeah. It's literally because of the bias that it does not, like,
I
when everyone thinks of who they want in the cockpit. That, you know, like, you want to think of the old gray-haired guy, you know, from, like, Airplane. You don't want to think of, you know, a younger female. And I'm happy that that's changing because she had said that a couple years ago that it was passengers would get freaked out or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous, but
it is stupid, yep.
But
number
that's an
nine.
Old boy network for sure, the
airlines. Oh, yeah, in the airlines? Oh,
yeah.
Big time. Number nine is immigration reform. There's so much to bottle up anxiety and anxiousness and anger in me about how stupid the policy is and how crazy what we've done. It just is nuts. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Maybe we'll find time in a few because it sticks around that topic. Number eight, the impact of social media. And I think that it probably more relates to Russia, but there are a lot of things going on. Victoria and Jay are both on top of that. Number seven, race relations. Number six, COVID. That's a big change. The elections, number five this year, the what do they call it, midterm elections. January 6th, committees, number four, enough of that nonsense. Number three, the economy. I think number three, two, and one are kind of all tied in together. Number two, relationships that we have with Russia and China. And number one, the war in Ukraine. On the people list, Brittany Griner. The one who's the best. She's over and she's in, isn't she in the...
She's in a Russian prison.
Right. She was a WNBA player.
Yes.
And at the moment, she is it. I saw something about her being sentenced to 9 years. Is that?
There's a possibility. The charges that they have levied against her, which is they say like mass distribution of drugs, which is ridiculous because she had one vape pen. And they claim that it had cannabis oil in it. You know, we obviously don't know what her side of the story is. Was it planted? Was it really hers? We don't know. But they're levying these charges that are just absurd. I mean, look at the Russian propaganda right now anyway. They're telling their people that they didn't invade Ukraine and that they're saving Ukraine from Nazis. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like a bad movie. But unfortunately, real lives
are at stake. I mean, if she did
it,
that's really, really stupid.
Really dumb. Really dumb.
And she put herself in a really bad position. But it's possible that they were just looking for anybody. And this is a tall woman who would stand out from the crowd. And that
she's
6'10".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as
is
a,
she really?
As a pawn. Yeah, she's a basketball player.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. She's black, and LeBron James says that nobody's paying attention to her because she's black.
I don't think that's true. I think people are paying attention.
I think they are,
yeah.
too. I don't
yeah.
think,
yeah,
I think that LeBron may be off on the wrong tooth there.
Is that, I mean, I think everybody now, I didn't know her name until she got caught, and now we know her name.
Right.
And so I think that that's true. But the problem is that they weren't even circulating until this week, just
she'd
a photo
been
of
locked
her.
Up a month. It had already been a month since her wife had heard from her. So
that'd be pretty scary.
Yeah.
I would think. Anyway, okay. So Nancy Pelosi, number 9, usually a waste of time talking about her. Ron DeSantis is 8. Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton are tied at number 7. Somebody want to explain that to me, because I'm not on top of whatever that relationship. Why would those two guys be put into the same category?
I don't know who Ken Paxton is, but Greg Abbott's the governor of Texas, so
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing.
Ken Paxton's the attorney general of Texas.
Mm-hmm. And what are they trying to do?
Good question.
Ruin lives.
I know that there was a election last week. They were the first in the nation to have a primary.
Yeah.
And that was last year. I don't know.
Sometimes they find
their way on the list, and it's very strange.
It's hard to
write a list when the top story is clearly Russia.
Right.
There's a lot of other, and believe me, there's still a lot of stuff happening, ancillary stuff that is just getting ignored.
We don't pay any attention to because of what's going on in the war. Yeah, exactly. And that's true. The rest of the list, Harris is number 6, Trump is 5, Jinping is 4, Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden is 1. Okay. So let's get to gist of one of the things that I saw this week. I don't know if this guy is just a punk. He looks like he's still wet behind the ears. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. I've seen
him
in
a
couple.
He's catching a lot of heat.
He's
just
a dummy.
Tons of heat, yeah.
Right, yeah. And
is he another Marjorie Greene, though, who just says dumb stuff to just get a headline?
He's dumb.
I'll give you some context, because as we talk about, not only do I host this program, but I host my morning show in Los Angeles called The Morning Answer. And on that program, and just like on the DJV show, I am pretty clearly in the camp of Ukraine. I think our country is not doing enough. I think we made a promise. We should keep it. I think we should be delivering those planes. I think a whole lot of stuff. But I've been getting heat.
And by the way, Biden killed that deal himself.
You know, the question is,
well,
who
the Pentagon said
him?
it wouldn't help. I mean, just come from Biden. He doesn't.
No,
not,
but the
why would
story that
help?
Came out, the story from Politico that came out is that he took advice from people, and it said specifically in Politico that we're not generals. And so I want to know who the people are that are advising him, because maybe those are the same people who advised him in Afghanistan, because Biden didn't take the advice of the generals in Afghanistan as well, and we saw what happened there. So who has his ear? I think it's a fair question, and it's one we should know as to who he's listening to, because it's not working.
Well, the Pentagon made a definitive statement saying that they were not in support of the swapping of the planes that Poland suggested, because they said strategically it would not help Ukraine. So they said it still wouldn't make a difference against Russia.
That's nonsense, and we all know.
Well, that's what the Pentagon said. I'm just saying it's not Biden just saying this alone. The Pentagon is in
agreement. But the story from Politico was that he unilaterally kind of came out and said, we're not doing it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that taking that position, I was stunned. I started to get all kinds of hateful messages from people saying, you don't know about what's going on in Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin's just trying to drain the swamp. There is a conspiracy theory, and
I'm telling you, multiple people.
I don't think they're pro-Russians. What they are is conspiracy theorists who are on the far right, who are getting stories that they're passing around to their friends that Vladimir Putin is doing this for Trump and clearing the swamp in America, and Zelensky is corrupt. And here's what's true. Zelensky is corrupt. Ukraine is a country that's riddled with corruption. In fact, most European nations are pretty corrupt. There's a lot of money that's funneled through there in really like weird, nefarious ways. Like a lot of different oligarchs make their way in. And so here's the deal. two things can be true at the same time. You can still root for Zelensky against the bad guy, Russia, and acknowledge that he's probably not a perfect leader. In fact, his approval rating was in the hole with his people because they were onto it. So you can say that he wasn't very popular. Yes, corruption riddles Ukraine, but you can also say this guy is very brave. He's coming out and standing with his own people, and he's inspired the entire world. And so, I think there's a lot of things that can be going on. And if you think for a second that Vladimir Putin wants to do anything to help America, man, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you because it's just not true. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge conspiracy that's blowing out of the water. And Madison Cawthorn, to go back to that, is obviously buying into it because that's why he's come out and said that Zelensky is a bully. And
he called him a thug, didn't he?
Yeah.
He called him a thug?
He's a dope. Okay. The invasion.
Conspiracy theories just are not helpful. And there's so many of them on all sides that people buy into. It's just not helpful.
The Georgian government has submitted its application for the EU. This is ahead of schedule. Are they going to get in?
I guess nothing speeds up an application
like
an impending war.
There are other countries that want to get in that aren't in yet that could tag on to
the Ukraine
coattails.
Ukraine, right? Don't they want to be in the EU as well?
Yeah. Well, I think of Georgia, Ukraine, but are there others in that group of Eastern European countries that want to be in the alliance?
I think Moldova is the only other country that has expressed interest in this. Now, Georgia has pushed their application through 2 years in advance, so we'll see where that goes.
What are the criteria? What are the issues? What is it?
Well, it's exactly kind of what Jen was just saying. I mean, clean elections, anti-corruption, those are that's the criteria. And so Ukraine has, Ukraine and Georgia have been sort of blocked by France and England. Now, England is no longer in the EU.
Georgia's another one who's pretty notorious for having corruption, just like Ukraine.
Right.
That's why they've been blocked for so long.
And so the answer is either they let them in and then they work on the corruption and the clean elections and all that under the guise of, well, now you're in the EU and you have to pay it, now you're going to have to straighten up. Or they just continually deny them until the countries clean up their own corruption. I don't know. We'll see which way it goes, but...
But there is, in these Eastern European countries, have always been crime-riddled corruption, whether it's governmental corruption, business corruption. There are a lot of... the international community doesn't like to invest much in these countries because they put money in and they never see it again. There's really a lot of crime. The old Russian states are just riddled with crime. That's the way they do things. And that hasn't changed much, unfortunately. 18 after on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free.
for everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour of Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Stephan. Jay is going to bring us through some of the comments on social media about the issues, some of the posts that we've made this week. I guess we start off with the big one, the number one situation with the Ukrainians and Russia. So what are people saying about that, our listeners?
Char Green says the bombing of the hospital for children and pregnant women made her cry. She can't look at any news channels now. It just moves her to tears. And she also adds, God help them and all of us. Someone needs to put an end to this and stop being afraid of that monster. I think all of us felt that hit when the children's hospital was struck.
Oh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who else is weighing in on this?
Martin James says there's something wrong with the story of Chernobyl being occupied and damaged. Russia and Ukraine had made a deal to avoid any operation in the area. Also, wasn't it under surveillance by the U.N.?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's why
Russia reneged on that deal.
Yeah, well, and that's also why we know that there's a problem there, because I think there is surveillance from international force. I don't know if it's the U.N. or not.
And then Kaja Brudozer also brought up the Minsk agreement, saying, wasn't that supposed to have helped avoid all this mess?
The Minsk agreement was the international community sort of got together to end the war, the first war in Ukraine. Remember when he invaded and went down into Crimea and those places down there?
Yeah, it was originally signed in 2014.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But doesn't that also go farther back to like 94 with Clinton? Didn't that start and then the agreement was finally signed?
Yeah, I think that was the first one. There's like the Minsk 1 and Minsk 2.
Right.
And then the recent one, Minsk 2, obviously ended February 21st.
That was after they invaded Crimea and that area. And so they had created that
that deal. But the problem is that Russia, and everybody is saying this, is that they're just not honoring anything. There have been ceasefires to get people out, and they're attacking civilians. They're attacking hospitals, like we just said, with people in labor, women and children who you're supposed to avoid during war, and they hit a women and children's hospital. I mean, there's just no
Well, I want to know.
I think the mayor of Mariupol, is that how you say it, Mariupol? That city that's been just, you know, really under siege for days now, maybe even a week. I think he's correct. He said Putin wants a Ukraine with no Ukrainians in it. And so, because this is a genocide now. And when you're going after women and children and women giving birth in a maternity hospital, then what other explanation is there? I think he's
remember,
right.
We all said that he didn't want to destroy Ukraine because he wanted to take it over and have the economy cranking, but he has destroyed Ukraine. They have billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars.
So how come the international community doesn't send a bunch of soldiers into Moscow no matter what and find Putin, arrest him,
backbone
and bring him
on
to
aisle
Hague?
Three? Who's going to do that?
Thank you.
Who's doing it?
Somebody
There's
should
no
be doing it.
Well, the thing is, right now, if the U.S., let's say the entire U.S., including Biden and everybody else, can agree on one thing, right? We all want to end this. We all want to make, you know, our own invasion. We want to take action. Well, NATO and the EU don't want to do that because they haven't figured out where they're going to get their gas and oil from because they're so reliant. We only had 3% from Russia. It's easy for us to cut that cord, but the EU can't. So that's where there's no backbone. It's all about
United
oil.
United States, Canada, and Mexico. We have plenty to supply.
Plenty. I'm going to pass on some information
still not,
that I have.
They're still not. They're still not agreeing to it, though.
About oil in the next half hour. We also have some comments from people on the price of gasoline. We'll focus I think that's where we get started in a few moments here. Stand by as more from our Talk Radio Review panel, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug continues here. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be predictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia's war in the Ukraine rages on, the Kremlin has asked the Chinese government for military equipment and other assistance to support the invasion. American officials said there were indications that Russia's military was getting short on weaponry and that the United States was preparing to warn its allies that Beijing may be prepared to help Moscow. Iran claimed responsibility Sunday for a multiple missile attack that hit near the U.S. consulate complex in northern Iraqi city of Erbil, saying it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed 2 members of its Revolutionary Guard last week. No injuries were reported in Sunday's attack. President Barack Obama announced Sunday afternoon that he has tested positive for COVID-19 and is feeling fine, other than a scratchy throat.
The winner is William Hurt.
Actor William Hurt died Sunday at his home in Portland, Oregon, at the age of 71. His credits include The Big Chill, Broadcast News, and Kiss of the Spider-Woman, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American sanctions against Russia for their brutal invasion of Ukraine has been countered by Chinese banks. Florida's Republican Congressman Mike Waltz on Fox News says the United States needs to do more for President Zelensky, including jets for his defense.
Yeah, I don't think Putin has ever been serious about negotiations. At this point, his grip on power depends on victory here. I do think Zelensky has made somewhat of a concession in saying he's rethinking NATO, but that's not enough for Putin. He wants at least the Black Sea, Kyiv, a change in government, and the eastern part of Ukraine at a minimum, and he is all in. What we need to be doing is to quit dithering and wringing our hands, provide him the MiGs, provide him the S-300 Russian air defense systems, and provide him a lot more arms than what we're doing. We've been slow walking it, and it's just not enough of what we're giving the Ukrainians. And if they can bog Russia down into a quagmire, meanwhile their economy is collapsing, we need to help the Ukrainians fight for themselves, not push them into the old saying of he's going to die on his feet rather than survive on his knees. And I think that's a heroic approach that we absolutely should support.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady is coming out of retirement and will play next year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now. Cool. This is the cool way of understanding what's going on in the world of news talk radio, if I do say so myself. It's the DJV show. The attendees include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen, looking into our thoughts, things we've discussed ourselves during the week. From the story list at Talkers Magazine, you can get the list, the top 10 stories and the people list. We always post them on our social media at DJV Show and on DJVShow.com, and it's also at Talkers.com. I think we'll spend most of our time here talking about number one. Well, one, two, and three are kind of all related, as I said. So with regard to Ukrainian thing. Apparently Putin has fired a bunch of generals because the war's not doing well. Does firing them mean that they get fired upon by a firing squad? What happens?
Yeah, what happens when you're a general who's been fired by Putin? I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Two of them have been killed. Two of them have been killed by Ukrainians. I don't know what happened to the other six, but then, of course, the defense secretary from Russia comes out or minister or whatever he calls himself, and he says, everything's going according to plan. He tells Putin that he's trying to save his job. Clearly.
One of the things that I learned this week from somebody who was on the ground, actually, and is reporting in Kyiv right now and helping people evacuate. This guy, his name is Chuck Holton. He's a reporter, and he's been helping, elderly women get out of their homes and helping people cross rivers. I mean, the guy is doing above and beyond just journalism, his journalist duties. But he was saying that many of the reports, because we don't know what's true, what's propaganda, but he said that many of the Russian tankers that have been taken over by Ukrainians, they had war plans in them, and that the date of March 10th was actually listed as the date that this would have been completed. So that just gives you a glimpse into what Putin's frustration is right now. He thought this was going to be easy. He thought by March 10th that it should have been mission complete, which is that the entire country of Ukraine was in control of Russia, and obviously that's not the case.
He got a rude awakening. Yeah.
Well, and that makes you wonder, is that why he's destroying the country now? Is that why he's attacking civilian targets? Like, is he frustrated and feeling like he's painted into a corner? That's one of the things to consider. And then the Ukrainian military has actually had an upgrade in picking up tanks. So they lost a couple of hundred tanks to the Russians blowing them up, but they picked up a net of 180 tanks. So they've destroyed 300 or 400 tanks, I think, in total. 180 of them are usable, and they're actually in better condition than what Ukraine has in the military. So in some ways, you can look at Ukraine as picking up more useful pieces of equipment from Russia to the tune, when I talked to him, and this was earlier in the week, of 180 tanks. So that's a pretty big win for them if they're looking to increase and upgrade their equipment.
All right, so sanctions. Let's talk about what's going on. The Russian people, apparently there are some signs of discontent. Sanctions are supposed to put pressure on the leadership, but it hurts the average person, no matter what country you put the sanctions on. In this case, obviously, what's going on in Russia aimed at hurting Putin and his administration, but it's doing it through the average person who can't find enough to eat or to drink. There are a lot of the sanctions are affecting the flow of food and supplies. Generally speaking, the country's shut off. So wouldn't you think that even though the Russian media is telling everybody that this is a wonderful thing for Russia, that people would start asking us, well, if it's so wonderful, why do we have shortages of everything? We have nothing.
I'm sure that's what everyone's saying, right? But they're either the ones who are delusional, I would assume, are the much older ones who maybe still feel for Mother Russia, and maybe they're blaming Ukraine for all this. And then the younger ones are just like, I mean, what can they do? They're trying to get around the digital stuff. They're all buying VPNs as fast as they can. And they're, digitally savvy, so they can use the virtual private networks to have access to international information. But at that point, well, what do you do then? Is there going to be an uprising?
I think it's the only thing we can hope for,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that the people are suffering, but it's going to take them to oust Vladimir Putin, because it doesn't seem like anybody's going to walk in there and do it for the world. So, I mean, you do want to put the pain on the people, I guess, as bad as that sounds. But even more, I think age is definitely a component of this, but also location, because it seems that the people who are in the big cities are those who have more access to the outside world. The people who are on the suburbs or who are out by themselves seem to be more sympathetic to Putin and his causes, because they're just limited information. The same thing's true in Ukraine. I talked to a woman or a man whose wife was over there in Ukraine taking care of the mother, and she's not a huge fan of Zelensky. She thinks that Zelensky is provoking Putin in some ways. And so I said, why does she feel that way? And he said, well, it's more common that he's getting more support from city centers, and the people who are on the outskirts are like, whoa, don't rock the boat, guy. Just, comply a little bit more. So it's interesting how that city versus suburbs or country really has an impact on people's feelings.
So there are two things here that are affecting the progress of the war. One of them is the Europeans. See, here's another lesson in history. The Europeans have become so energy dependent on Russia, they have screwed themselves.
They're screwing the Ukrainian people. They're screwing us.
Yeah,
because if we want to go in and act, we need to do it with them, and they just aren't in a position to do it.
And then there are the American companies. I'm boycotting the following companies, and you can do as you will. Hyatt Hotels, Marriott Hotels, Citibank, Bridgestone Tire and Rubber Company, Philip Morris, Halliburton is working for Mobile Exxon to continue. They operate the oil fields in Russia. How's that? An American company operates most of the Russian oil fields. So they haven't
stopped. There's a list of companies that are still doing business there, as you found.
How do you?
Well, those American companies are going to be screwed then, because now we've banned all the imports. So I don't know. That's crazy.
But how would you, if you work for Hyatt, Marriott, Halliburton, any of them, how do you explain your decision to continue operating in Russia? How do you do that? How do you face the press?
I can't believe it took Coca-Cola. Remember, Coca-Cola pulled out of the All-Star game because of the ridiculousness with Georgia and what they consider to be voting rights atrocities. Yet they still operate in China. It took them a long time to shut down in Russia. The way these corporations
make their
decisions.
Well, they have 10 bottling plants in Russia. That's the problem. It's not even just a branding thing. They actually have 10 bottling plants. And look, I guess you could make the argument Elon Musk is going to pay everybody for 2 months of work, even though Tesla has shut down. There are other companies, Starbucks and McDonald's, are still paying their employees, even though they've shut the stores down. I guess maybe Marriott, I don't know. I'm not defending them because I don't care about Marriott at all. But maybe they're saying that they want to keep their people employed. I don't know. What else would be the reason?
Well, I don't see there's any reason. If you're a good American company, you're getting out of there. You're not there. And then there's the president this week called for suspending normal trade relations with Russia.
Taking Russia off the preferred, the most favored nation list.
Okay, why wasn't that done?
Apparently, everyone agrees with that. The G7, the EU, everybody's doing the same thing now. But it requires that 1 year ago.
So.
I think what's frustrating is that we're leading from behind. We wait for Putin to react or do something, and then we react instead of being proactive. And what's frustrating is that 1 year ago this month, in March of last year, that's when Putin started putting troops on the border of Ukraine. Why at that point did we not give Ukraine weapons to defend themselves? Why at that point did we not threaten Russia with sanctions? Why did we wait until 3 weeks ago? It's short-sighted.
Let's add to that that right now the price of buying anything is 8% higher than it was last year at this time. Much of that has to do with government spending and COVID. Most of it, though, at the moment has to do with what's going on in Russia. To feed my cows, for example, to buy feed, if I buy grain or things like that, it's 20% higher right now than it was last year at this time. So you don't think that's going to have an impact on the cost of milk?
It's only
the cost of bread, the cost of meat,
You haven't even felt Russia yet. You haven't felt it. That's coming. It's going to get worse. And if you look at the gas prices, because there's a lot of people out there saying, well, this is Putin's gas hike. This is Russia. No. $1.10 is attributed to the
taxes.
Biden administration. $1.10 is the inflation and the overspending and the mismanagement of the energy sector. So $1.10 from Biden. And now another 70 cents has been tacked on to that because of Russia. So now people are feeling $1.80 basically on average more this week than we were used to a year ago, essentially, or 2 years ago. And so that's where it's coming from. The breakdown is really clear. $1.10 from poor mismanagement, 75 cents from Russia, and here we are. And then the Russia number is going to continue to grow. So strap in.
There are some governors of some states that are trying to give people the break that we're talking about here, suspending gas taxes. So that may work. 30-day suspension in Maryland. Florida.
They could do it at the federal level, too. They could do a federal relief.
The
Republicans won't do it for whatever reason. That's
why.
I don't know. They are against removing or suspending the federal gas tax. For whatever reason, all of these people who are in office are not acting in the favor of the
They don't drive anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Federally, there's a problem. California, Gavin Newsom this week gave the State of the State. He could have been a hero if he would have put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is like a dollar and rising
every
single
year. Well, you know what the problem is? Most of the people now who are governors and big leaders are all elitists. They all come from wealthy
families. Yeah, well, they don't drive anywhere.
They don't
But they're driven everywhere. They don't know. Remember the guy famously who didn't know how much a loaf of bread was? He was running for president.
That was George Bush. It was the other guy.
George Bush, the father,
did not know how much it cost.
Doug, listen, more recent than that, it was that Steve guy, the billionaire guy, the guy who ran for president. He was, anyway, I forget his name.
Malcolm Forbes.
Yeah, it was Forbes.
Yeah,
he didn't know the price of bread. Yeah, so, I mean, this is the same thing. They don't drive anywhere. They're driven everywhere. They do not pump their own gas. They don't know what a gas station, they don't know what gas prices are. Everybody's been saying just go out and buy an electric car. And so Jen Psaki
asked
at the press briefing if Biden had an electric car. And she couldn't answer. And he said, well, presidents don't drive.
Mustang.
He's got a Porsche. He's got a Porsche is the answer. So does he have an electric car? And the answer, of course, is no, because only 2 to 3% of the population has
He can't drive anywhere on his own, so.
Okay. The White House denies this week it's discussing buying oil from Venezuela, even though that seemed to make a headline or two or three or four this week.
It's appalling. These are people who are starving their own people. Why are we giving money back to them?
We had a couple
of
hostages.
We're not giving money back to them. We got two hostages. We got two prisoners released. That was the whole thing. And then, you know, the right-wing media made up this thing that we're buying oil from Venezuela, and it's not true. It's just not
true. They had an envoy there talking about it.
Because two prisoners got released.
Politico.
That's the whole thing. That was the whole point of that mission.
This is what's wrong with the news media. Right-wing news media, left-wing news media. Where's the news media, please? All right, ladies, thank you for the overview. The hot hits in News Talk Radio are the focus here at 48 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I need four more of the brisket fajitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and with short staff, let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly check on the top five items from the world of technology. The research done by Victoria Keelan, who just happens to be here with me. To start number five, let's count them down. Number five is a focus on Amazon hitting the road. The Russians are going to be really out to lunch, right, when it comes to ordering and getting those trucks in the middle of the road.
Right. No more Amazon vans parked in the middle of the road. That annoys. That's like the bane of Doug's existence. So they will not be seen anymore in Russia or Belarus. Amazon has decided to halt all of the shipments that are going to Russia and Belarus. They are also barring Amazon Prime Video in Russia. They're halting any new orders of the open world MMO New World game, which is the only game title that it sells in Russia. It's a big video game. A lot of other video game companies have done the same thing. They've just stopped selling over there. And so the cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, has also stopped accepting new signups for websites in Russia and Belarus. And so to get around this, though, Russian banks might start using cards that are issued by China's UnionPay system, which might allow Russians to make some overseas purchases, but it just pushes Russia, you know, even closer to China. So that's a lot of the critics are saying, the more we cut off Russia to the internet and to banking systems, the more we force them into the lap of China, basically.
All right, number four is a focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple held its peak performance event this week, where they introduced new products along with updates to the existing ones. The biggest news is the new M1 Ultra. This is basically the M1 chip that Apple has made. This is the first Apple-made chip in the history of the company. And so the Ultra is basically two M1 chips put together. It's 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip, which is already really fast because I have that in my desktop, and it's I can't believe it's twice as fast. The other new thing is the new iPhone SE. They chose one iPhone to redo, and they chose the SE. It's the newest. It's got
yay.
It's basically, it gives you, here's the thing, it's a smaller package, it's still the 4.7-inch screen. It gives, for $429, which is a bargain, compared to what you pay for the iPhone 13, and basically you're getting a 13 in a small package with the SE, so the new SEs are really great, and it's been a year and a half since the last update of the iPad Air. That has another new version. It looks the same, but it's got better stuff inside, and then Apple TV Plus for programming has announced 2 Major League Baseball games will air on Friday nights during the regular season, and they also have a 24/7 MLB live stream. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff if you're a baseball fan.
Number 3, a focus on crypto.
President Biden signed an executive order this week for a sweeping review of the government's approach to cryptocurrency. They obviously want to secure the U.S. as a leader in this rapidly growing industry, but there are also lots of safety concerns to consumers and to the financial system itself. So this whole review is probably going to end with some structure to it, which it desperately needs, some regulatory responses, which it also needs. And they say that the global market is $1.85 trillion for crypto right now. And so the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shaped Washington's focus on crypto and how governments handle digital currency. So Russia and China and 100 other countries are already looking at having a central digital currency. So we'll see where we come out of it. The Federal Reserve did their report in January outlining potential benefits and drawbacks of issuing electronic cash, which would basically be not that dissimilar to just issuing a credit card. But so Circle, which is one of the largest platforms of crypto in the world, wrote on Twitter, the CEO, Jeremy Allaire, wrote on Twitter that the United States is finally taking this seriously, and he said that those in the industry have been begging the White House for more than 9 years to get this regulatory system and structure in place. So hopefully something good will come of it. Crypto's not going anywhere, for sure.
Number 2, the hackers in Russia get turnabout as fair play.
Yeah, so Anonymous, which is the most notorious hacking group that we know of, it's certainly the highest profile. What they did this week, they hacked into multiple Russian TV broadcasts, and instead of showing whatever Putin wants to show, which is his propaganda machine, they turned it around and showed actual footage from Ukraine of citizens and civilians being bombed, forced to flee their homes. I mean, real footage of what's going on in Ukraine. And so they say that 70% of Russians actually support this invasion of Ukraine because it's been, you know, billed to them as fighting Nazism and saving Ukraine. So it's a mess.
Number 1, Russia blocking all access to Facebook will be...
Yeah, this is sort of tied in with... they've blocked all access to Facebook, and this is a major problem. It's not just... this is like the banking system. If you keep pushing people into the dark, they're not going to have any way of knowing what's happening in the real world, and that's a problem.
All right, there they are, the top 5 items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour on the DJ...
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.